With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Iran's president instructing that nation's foreign minister to, quote, pursue fair and equitable negotiations with the United States. Those comments earlier Tuesday are representing the first clear signal from Iran it may be ready to take part in negotiations being organized by Turkey. So far, this early Tuesday morning, there has been no response from the White House. The Trump administration will issue body-worn cameras to every Homeland Security officer, including those from ICE.
The announcement came from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem as the administration tries to alleviate tensions in Minneapolis after the fatal shootings of two U.S. citizens by federal agents. Noem said the body-worn camera program is being expanded nationwide as funding becomes available. At the White House, President Trump said the decision was up to the secretary, but said that he thought it was generally good for law enforcement to wear cameras. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Bill Clinton and his wife, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, have both now agreed to testify in the congressional probe into the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein matter. Here's Bill Alexander.
Bill Clinton's deputy chief of staff confirmed the news on social media, writing, "The former president and former secretary of state will be there." It comes days before the Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives was expected to vote to hold both Clintons in criminal contempt over their months-long resistance. The House Oversight Committee, led by Republicans, approved the measure to hold the Clintons in contempt late last month with the support of several Democrats.
A suit accuses a California doctor of violating Texas anti-abortion laws. That complaint was filed under a new Texas law. And this is SRN News. All Americans give their thoughts on religion and entertainment.
According to a new poll released by Harris X and the Faith and Media Initiative, 92% of adults say faith has a role to play in movies and TV, and 77% believe depictions of faith would have broad appeal. Allison Brady of Harrison X says the survey contains suggestions for Hollywood, adding that integrating religion into a story, quote, shouldn't feel forced, it shouldn't feel like a message, it should feel organically part of the character's life and the storyline. Michael Harrington reporting.
Well, the Texas Board of Education has delayed voting on a proposed list of required books for K through 12 students. Now, that decision comes after discussions about religious focus with some of the very same materials. GOP board members say they see the religious materials as significant. SRN News. A suspected hazing death case is being investigated in the southwest United States. Here's correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
A Northern Arizona University student has died after a night of drinking at an off-campus fraternity event, leading to the arrest of three fraternity members and an investigation by the school. The 18-year-old male student was found unresponsive at a home by police officers Saturday after bystanders performed CPR but were not successful in reviving him. Police say the student had attended a rush event for the Delta Tau Delta fraternity Friday night. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. joining forces with his cousin Patrick Kennedy Monday, announcing a new addiction and mental health care initiative. It is known as, quote, Action for Progress. More details, srnnews.com.